had comment.
I think he may have actually doubled with you. So, can I try?
Go ahead and comment.
4PXB. This is KO4NUE. We've been through Iraq, bud. Just key the mic. Miss Wendy will take it from there. Miss Wendy, we'll try again. Sorry to interrupt your net. I do apologize. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
And 4HTP, thank you for your encouragement, Chad. And I feel your support. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure the hobby will come and the comfort level will rise. So thank you for being encouraging tonight. Hey, Harry, I remember you were keeping track of how many states you had contacted by radio. I'm curious to hear about what number you're up to these days.
K4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, I am basically I've been WAS and DXCC. We'll throw those acronyms out there for Lloyd in case he's still listening. Another piece of language that he'll learn, WAS has worked all states and DXCC has talked to 100 countries. I've had that for several years, working all the bands, and I have been slowly but surely accumulating over the years now. I've got another list somewhere that I keep up with it. My hardest to work on right now is I need Alaska and Hawaii to have worked all states on 160 meters. And I listen and do not hear. And I use FT8, the digital modes, because they are weak signal modes, and still don't hear them, and it's one of those things, you can't hear them, you can't talk to them, but three bands short by one or two states of being able to have the five band worked all states, and then I'm not sure where I am at on DXCC. That's a little bit more of a challenge, but I keep listening and keep working, and every now and then fill in one. As it turns out, the hardest states to get are the ones that are close by, especially on like 10, 15, and 20 meters. Those are basically more DX frequencies, and trying to get South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, also 15 and 20, is difficult. 10 meters is sometimes a local band, and sometimes it's a DX band. You just don't know which till you try it. But I'm still, two or three states short on three bands covering all of that. KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. That's pretty cool that you've been able to reach so many countries and so many states on so many bands. Mark talks a little bit about, my husband Mark, wanting to participate in the, I can't remember what it's called. It's where you hike to a mountain peak and then you transmit CW and you know, you start accumulating summits somehow like that. And my son's really enjoying hiking, you know, for the past several years. And it's something my son and I did when he was little. And so, I mean, you know, it's a natural hobby, I guess, for us, or a natural pleasure that we, you know, we all like hiking. But I don't do it so much anymore. But I used to. But so Mark's been looking at some maps and trying to pick out some summits he wants to do. And next up, he's got to brush up on his Morse code, and so it's been fun to see him gearing up for that. He replaced his old hiking boots, so I know he's getting serious. Have you ever done something like that?
Was he for easy? Not yet. I'm still having fun doing some other things, but You got one of your net controllers down there, Ariel, is a, I looked him up, and he's quite a, some is on the air, soda. They have some different classifications. They have mountain goats and soda goats and things like that based on how many contacts you've made. There's a system, but there's quite a community of folks out there doing that, and I know up here in the Asheville area there's several, and the beautiful thing about that, and this is something Mark might want to look into, is a lot of those summits are on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and basically you pull off over in the corner of a parking lot and set your stuff up and do your thing. You don't necessarily have to hike to the mountain. There is a ham up here. His name is Dean K2JB. He has just retired, and I think he's trying to hike to as many places as he can. He activates these mountains, but that's not my cup of tea right now. I can see where that would be a whole lot of fun, and I know I see spots on one of the DX spotting networks, guys in Australia activating mountains down there, don't ever hear any of them, but you see the spottings, and that'd be kind of fun. Anyway, we're just kind of poking around up here. I've been made a different antenna and put it up in my yard and have been plagued with it, and I got my 10-deck Corsair 2 hooked up to it. And of course, that's a radio that was built in the early to mid-80s, and it's a really a fine piece of equipment, and I've got my computer not hooked up to it directly because they didn't know what computers were when this radio was designed, but a little interface box, and I run FT8 on it also, and just basically having fun, and with this antenna, it's very, if you'll go and Google City Wyndham, you can see how it works, and basically it's one of those mind-boggling things to think that a piece of coax actually has three conductors in it. And you look at it and say, now, wait a minute, there's the center and there's the braid. And the thing that we learned in our technician class was that RF travels on the surface of the conductor. So there is an inside and an outside surface to that braid. And this antenna basically runs the power into one side of that antenna on the inside of the braid, and then the outside of the braid radiates. And you actually have an off-center fed dipole is what it amounts to. And I've been having fun playing with that. It's a very unique design, and where I've got it put up, I've only got one tree and a post up in a bush in the front yard, and it works out really well. But it's a whole lot of fun to have, Wendy. We'll bounce it back in your court, and I think I'll say 7-3. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day here. I've got a thing to do, and my wife's got something to do also early tomorrow morning. So I think we're going to say 7-3 and go QRT and a couple other of those words that are a different language you got to learn. Anyway, back to you, Wendy, KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. I did that backwards too, see? Make mistakes all the time. Anyway, thanks for joining me for RAG 2 tonight, Harry. You're right. There is a chart in the radio book that has all those radio language abbreviations on it that I need to brush up on myself. And I think that I need to upgrade to General this coming year, so I can join Mark in more of his hobby that he's pushing for new stuff, and I'm comfortable where I'm at. So, but certainly won't hurt me to study some more and, you know, move ahead. So, thanks for joining me tonight, Harry, and Mr. John, it was good chatting with you as well. I appreciate the friendships we have on the radio. Let's see, at this time, let me see if I've checked, if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in anyone all the way through the alphabet. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control is KO4PXP, Lloyd and Simpsonville.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for checking in. I have KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. We're in the same town, although Simpsonville's pretty spread out. So it sounds like you've got your antenna working well. It took us a while to, for some reason, there's a difficult, we're in a difficult spot to hit the repeater from Simpsonville. Some people have trouble. So, but anyway, you got static on your signal, but you're coming through, so. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you have a good night. Is there anyone else that I've missed for comments or for check-ins? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, this is KN4RJN. Is Harry still listening?
Still here, John.
This is KN4RJN. Harry, how in the world? How in the name of Sweet Patty Adams are you doing? I haven't talked to you in like a coon's age. And to answer your question, yeah, I'm reasonably well mobile. I can get up and down steps. Actually hung a couple of ceiling fans the other day and climbed up on a ladder and afterwards had to take some dope. But I'm doing all right. Still having a little problem putting my socks on. But other than that, we're doing good. And how are you doing?
J.E. and KC4ECN. We're doing pretty good, John. Made it through cataract surgery, really wonderful. The world is brighter. The women are more beautiful, and it's just been, it's a good world. I don't know if you heard when Fred came through, it dropped a big oak tree in my side yard, and I'm getting that work down to the limbs that are good and small enough to be firewood. Then I'm going to have to go find somebody to haul the rest of that tree out of here. It's a little bit bigger than I want to tackle, but getting a lot of good firewood out of that. And so that's my exercise routine right now is cut down a limb and then have to wheelbarrow it around where I store my firewood. So that's my exercise program. So we're doing pretty good up here and having fun with the radio. As I was telling Wendy, I had found a unique antenna design in the RSGB magazine, and the unique part about it is that it is an off-center fit dipole, but it is fit at one end, and it's not an end fit, but it puts up like an end fit, and you can put it up as high as you want it. And my whole point was with an end fit antenna, which I used, and it worked well. The coax lays on the ground. Kind of makes it difficult to run the lawnmower unless you want to make a bunch of little 1 foot long pieces of coax jumper. And I've done that. Don't want to do it again. But we're doing well, John, and good to hear from you. KN4RJN, KC4ECN.
This is KN4RJN. I'm glad to hear your cataract surgery took place and did well, and you're seeing like you should see. And Walt had some cataract surgery here a while back, and he said he's not even wearing his glasses anymore. I've got one, but it hasn't turned ripe yet. It's not clear. It's actually just improving my vision right now. But I suppose we're going to have to face that here before too long. But anyway, good to talk to you, Harry. Hadn't talked to you in a coon's age, and just wanted to say hi. So this is KN4RJN, back to Net Control.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like Walt... blinking on his call sign. K4OIM, Mr. Walt from Inman, is going to be calling the net tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. So please check in with Walt. And Walt runs a round table at the end of the net, and it's interesting. You can get any questions answered and discussions going, so it's pretty nice. I will submit the net report electronically, and I will break here for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. For your information, I have 53 check-ins tonight. So hold just a moment for that net report. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everyone.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN.
4HTP. Go ahead, KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. Kathy says hi. She just got off the phone with her sister and finally made it into the room, but she says hi.
Great. Miss Kathy, I've only known you as Army Buddy, so it's nice to have your name so I can send out greetings to you over the radio waves. I'm glad you enjoyed a chat with your sister, and I just wanted to say hi.
This is KN4RJN. Stand by for third-party traffic. KN4HTP, KN4JN, did you copy that?
Hello, Wendy, in the background. Is that right?
Roger that. She's a bit further from the microphone, but she says hi.
Great, John. Thanks for connecting us. Hope you guys have a good night. This is KN4HTP, clear.
KN4RJN, I am clear.
4NUE, you still there, Chad? This is KI4LZI.
KI4NUE, I sure am, Andy.
I'll give you some information about something. Some of it is something that you kind of suggested we ought to do over here in this county. On the 21st of this month, Sunday at 2 p.m., on 147.540, the simplex frequency appointed for this county for Aries, we're going to do some simplex practicing over here and using the forms that the Pekin ZOC uses for passing traffic. If you happen to be up here at that time at the deer camp, come on and join in. It was a slow one, so I think Wings is already gone, but go ahead, Chad.
You clear, Miss Wendy. Yeah, I guess we got it. So 21st, 2 p.m., 147.540, Simplex Aries, Pickens County, EOC. I'll make a point to be there and see if I can jump in and participate. That sounds pretty interesting.
Well, we're all going to be, at least from the email I read here a few hours ago, saying that we're all going to be at our... Most of us will be at our home stations. Most of us will be. And I don't even have a copy of it myself. All I got for what's for ARRL, but there's a certain copy that we're supposed to use for the Pickens EOC is for traffic passing. And some of us will be doing it. I probably won't because I don't have a copy of it, but... Some of us will be some traffic passing going on in that frequency at that time. Like I say, who all is going to be involved in it, you know, it depends on who can hear what and someone like that, and there'll be relays. I know you was talking about that a while back. Well, that's something that's coming up here in the near future, and thought I'd let you know about. You happen to be up here at the time.
Yeah, so the way that works is, as far as the form goes, so ARRL uses the radiogram form. That is, I'm not sure when the form was originally made. I would say sometime. It's an old form, let me put it that way. And that's how traffic was passed back in the day. And it's a pretty good form. It works. It works really well, as a matter of fact. But FEMA, which is ham radio operators fit into the whole FEMA equation as far as ARES goes. With each EOC, so FEMA has developed their own form. I'm trying to find out exactly what the form number is on the internet. But they have their own form. It's like a FMC 13 or something, 213 or something. I'm trying to find it so I can tell you what it is. But it's FEMA has developed a series of forms. Some of them are pretty useful, actually. But they don't use the radiogram forms, which I don't care for that. But you know, I mean, I don't have any say so in it. It's just one of the other forms that's really useful to look at, which would be a pretty good form in a station log for anybody that keeps a station handbook, is ICS Form 205. And I keep one of those in my logbook when the Warren's repeater gets activated. And it's just a neat way to track who is, you know, who's talking and what information they're passing. But go ahead and take it, Andy, and I'm going to keep looking for that form number. But I'll definitely jump in and participate. I'd like to try that out from the deer camp to see what I can do on Simplex.
Well, I brought that up out there before, that, you know. But it's like with anything else, you know. ARRL has one. This EOC has one. This EOC's got one. And then those you brought up that I wasn't even aware of. I brought that up at one point over time out there about the lack of interoperability, but you know how that goes, you know. They're not going to hear of it. This EOC is going to use this form, and that's just the way it is. So I was just letting you know it's not going to be a standard ARRL radiogram. So if you should be up here and hear that, and happen to be up here, just to be aware, it won't be a standard ARRL radiogram.
Said they've developed their own little forms that's for tailored to their needs, and I will admit there's some additional information on there that a radiogram doesn't have on it. care too much for it, but it's pretty interesting to just look and see what FEMA has put together as far as emergency communication goes. And I think I got it here, Andy. I think it's an ICS 213 that they use, and it's pretty complicated looking. I've never used one, but it's just if you use the ICS 213 to send traffic, there's a lot of information on there that you just really just don't need, I guess. But I guess it's their way of tracking what stations are there and time, date, Zulu time, grid coordinates, I mean, all of that stuff. And that's going to imply that the station that is sending the message has to know all of that information, which they, I guess, in all fairness, they probably need to. But when you compare that to a radiogram form, the radiogram form's pretty simple. But I can see where they're coming from, and I am kind of impressed that FEMA has developed their own forms to try to utilize the ham radio operators. I guess it just kind of keeps everything interesting.
JI4LCI, well, I'm kind of like you. I'm more familiar with the ARRL radiogram, and I even got a book here that's got it in it. I don't have a copy of this new grant. I've read about the number, what the number is on the computer, and you may even send it. I just don't remember right now on my email. I don't even have a copy of it, so odds are I won't be passing any traffic because I'm completely unfamiliar with it. But they chose, though, to use it instead of the radiogram this time, and I just didn't want you to be caught off guard about it when you happen to be up here when this happens.
I will be sure to download one of the forms and have it there because with something like that, I'll participate to the fullest, and I'm not sure what they're gonna say if I send that traffic and not be a part of the EOC there in Pickens. But there ain't but one way to find out. I mean, as long as they don't try to take my birthday away, I'll be all right. But they might fuss a little bit, but I'm going to try it.
But advise you, you was wanting to join up anyway, and they make that rule change where they'd let people out. I give you Mandel's phone number. He's probably off tomorrow. Here for the past little bit, he's been being off on Tuesdays and Sundays. You might take and call that number and let him know that you want to participate from up there at your place, and he can tell you about anything that I'm not aware of. I'm aware of this about the form out there, and it not be the radiogram, but you can let him know that you want to participate from there. Let's just put it that way.
I'll let him know. I've got his number in my phone. I'll give him a holler this week and see what he's got to say. But I got your notes written down. And Andy, do you monitor during the day? Because I was trying to get in touch with you today, and I jumped up on, let's see, I tried Caesar's Head, Glassy, and Sassafras, and couldn't get you, but I'm not sure how often you monitor.
For LCI, it varies. It varies, because I'm not here at this residence by myself, so it varies.
All right. Well, like I said, I tried, and just trying to find a frequency that you monitor during the day, and I forget what I was going to ask you. I remember now. So today I put up another antenna. And I put up a store-bought half-wave in-fed antenna. And it took me about, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours to get the thing up. And came in here and jumped on 80 meters to see what it would do. And absolutely hated it. I mean, it is horrible. I mean, just horrible. The noise is just awful. And I told Anna, I'm just going to take the thing down. I can't do that. But give me a little bit of encouragement and said, well, you know, I just monitor for a while and see what happens. So I did and decided I'd give it another shot. So I jumped up on 20 and 40 meters with it just to see, you know, just to make my mind up. And it's a completely different antenna up on 20 and 40. It's just, I mean, I'm kind of liking it. But I don't understand why it's doing what it's doing on 80. So the dipole that I built a couple months ago, it does not perform well on 20 and 40, but it's not cut to length to perform that well on those frequencies. But both antennas are running through the tuner. I'm just not quite understanding why this antenna is so bad on 80 meters. But I'll figure it out. I just was going to ask if you had any ideas or info.
Well, see, I can't answer all questions, so I'd have my aunt jump into the situation here straightened out. I barely got anything here to receive with. And any time I've had anything up, it's been under this power line here, making it very unsafe. And I've thought about a vertical, but a vertical near this power line will load it down with noise, so I can answer certain things, but when it comes to HF antenna fixings we can transmit on, I've got my own limitations because I ain't got my own situation here straightened out. So, really, the only thing I can tell you is since the time change propagation right now with this time change, not counting anything else, just the time change, it's got a lot of things out of whack.
Hannah, we're talking today. We just have got over our jet lag from France, and now, you know, we've dropped back an hour, and it's messing with us again. But we'll eventually get things straightened out. But, so it's a pretty good day today, I guess. My middle son came up for a visit. From Anderson, and got to visit with him a little bit, and got another antenna up perpendicular to the dipole I've got, and I'm gonna keep messing around with this thing and see if it's something I can deal with or not. But I'm gonna tell you, it's kind of nice being able to, I can put two antennas into the back of my tuner, and I can flip-flop in between antennas with, you know, at a push of a button off the tuner. And like I said, on this Yazoo I got, you can see the spectrum, and, you know, you can see all the white noise, too. And when I go to the half wave on 80 meters, it's just, I mean, it's just, there's no voice. And I can instantly switch over to the dipole I built, and I get all the noise basically just disappears, and I can get, you know, the voice back. But there's nothing on 80, nothing but noise. And I've got about a third of the antenna is over a metal roof, which I understand may or may not be ideal. I don't know if that's creating problems or that's creating a good ground plane. I don't know yet. But, I mean, it's drastic. I mean, it just wipes everything out. But, I made contact all the way out to Oklahoma today off of it on, I believe it was 40 meters, and got really good signal reports. But I can't even get to Columbia with it. I mean, that's crazy.
KI4LCI. Well, that's just like there's certain things that I, you know, being about all I can do is receive. And like not tonight, I didn't listen to sideband that tonight, but previous night, no one here in the state pretty much could hear anybody in the state. No one could hear the net control, but everybody else from a zillion miles away was coming in here good and was hearing it. And another station that I listened to a certain person on, it's on WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida, couldn't hear a thing out of them here just a few hours ago. That's what I say with this time change alone, not even counting anything else involved with HF propagation. This time change just by itself plays havoc with a lot of HF, just that alone does.
So just change gears here. So what's going on with the hunting up there? Any activity?
Down some for now, but I know of one year here, I heard more activity between Christmas and New Year's than a little bit after that. Right when come up time for the other time change again, I heard more activity. So from here on to about that time, you may hear it, you may not. It's very, that's another thing that's all over. You just never know. One thing you was talking about that, about testing that antenna. W4TWX and his group gets on 3856 during the morning hours, you know, the daytime morning hours. Have you tried to check and see if you could hear them on that antenna in the morning? Then try it again on the sideband net at 7 p.m. on 3915, try that with the antennas and see what happens.
That's where I do most of my talking is on 3915, because I do some traffic handling, and or been trying to learn. I've gotten pretty good at it. I mess up every now and then. But I'm just not going to be able to do pretty much anything on 80 meters with this antenna. But I'm just, like I said, I'm tickled to death with 20 and 40. But I told Larry and Walt a couple months ago that I wanted to learn everything I could about the bands, and I'm still learning with 80 meters. I'll jump up on some of the other bands from time to time, you know, just to make a contact, but I'm just not collecting any data on them because I'm still collecting with information on 80 meters. And I've started me a little tracking network to where I can record. So if I go to 39.15 at the same time every day, Larry made a comment last night that I could see what's going on with the flux index and the solar wind, but he mentioned the solar winds, and I just hadn't been looking at anything like that. So today I've got me a little handwritten data logger here, not logger, but just basically a handwritten spreadsheet, and started to collect some data to compare, you know, what the received signal is compared to what's going on with the solar winds and the solar ejections coming out of the sun. But I've had to go learn what some of those numbers mean. And I don't have enough data as of yet to figure out what all that means. But when I get it figured out, I'll share it with you and let you know. I'm hoping that something obvious is going to pop out. I'm sure it will. But we'll see. We'll see, kind of see what happens. But, yeah. So one other thing I want to tell you too, Andy, but go ahead and we'll finish this up.
I mentioned that to you the other night on WWV, whichever frequencies you can get it on, at 18 after the hour. They give some of those numbers and statistics like you're talking about. And I don't understand them all myself that on WWV at 18 minutes past the hour. Reason I mentioned that about where Jack Norris and then get on 3856 and sideband, that's it, 3915. Those are two different times of the day on 80 meters. And you may see some as we've said before and whatnot. Times of the day is also critical on HF too, so morning hours and the evening hours, that might give you some data there about that, but if you can get any of those frequencies there that WWV is on there, at 18 minutes past the hour, they give the propagation update. And some of the same numbers you're talking about, you may hear mentioned on from the way I understand it, when they're giving those numbers, they do it on a daily basis, pretty much. Because I have heard at times when they were talking about radio blackouts even mentioned there. You're still here later on. I'll come back to you later, but it's that time when I got to take insulin. So, KO4NUE, KI4LZI.
Okay, Andy. Well, good luck. I hope that goes well for you. But appreciate you putting the call out and trying to help me figure out what's going on. But I will jump up there on the 21st and try to participate and try to contact Mandel and see if I can talk with him about that and go from there. But I appreciate you. And hey, are you gonna try to participate in it?
All I'll be able to do is check in. Like I said, I don't have a copy of this new form that they're going to use. Like I told you, all I got is the ARRL radio grant. I'll check in with them, but I don't have the form, copy of the new form. I've mentioned it to Mandel a couple of times. Right now, my computer's down, and I don't have a printer in anyway, so to give me a copy of that, and he ain't done it yet, so I'll probably just be checking in and making my presence known and seeing who I can copy on the simplex and writing it down and such as that, since that's what everybody's supposed to do, see who can copy who on the simplex, and they're going to try to pass a little traffic, so KI4LZI.
Pretty interesting to see how far you can get out on simplex. But, hey, you know you can go to, well, I know that's quite a drive for you, but you can go to the state line, if you're on 26 or 85, stop off at a welcome center and just pick up a South Carolina map. And when you do your check-ins, just kind of, or if you got a Pickens County map, that'd be a little bit better. Just kind of plot where you are on the map, and when the simplex guys come in, you know, kind of plot where they are, and that'll give you some idea of, you know, kind of how far you can get out. But hey, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have. I expect you know that already. But I think that's what I'm going to do up at the deer camp, because I don't have any of that information up there. So it gets kind of tough, because the things that I do here at the Ham Shack, as far as things like that, this does not apply up at the deer camp, and I have to do it twice. but that's part of the fun, I guess. So anyway, Andy, 73 to you. Have a good night and have a wonderful day tomorrow, bud. And appreciate you trying to help me. KL4NUE. I'll let you go, Andy. I'm clear.
Well, I got to go before they come and holler at me about coming, but we got one guy, KF4GGK, I think is handling some of this. As far as things about a topography type map thing, Gary, who lives down at Anderson, he's part of our group and sending us things that's got topography kind of sentence to where we're going to be from one place another, I think. So, but I gotta go, KI4LZI.